So before I go over today's case count, I want to explain this a bit further. When a case is confirmed, it means that there is a positive test result for that patient, for both our case counts and our death statistics. Some of the probable cases are actually still under investigation, meaning additional data is still being gathered. Some of these cases will remain a probable case after investigation, especially after someone tragically passes away, because we may never really be able to get a confirmed test. This verification process is very intensive, and under normal circumstances, it can take months to complete. We talked about the work of our epidemiologists, who are our disease investigators, sort of our disease detectives. That's who does these case investigations. But as we know, these are not normal circumstances. As we have said many times before, we continue to refine the data that we are collecting to provide everyone this information in as near time as we possibly can. This is really difficult with thousands of reports each day. We have had counties, for example, that have had to change in their case counts from one day to the next because we were able to verify that their correct county of residence was different than where they passed away and where it was reported before. And I know that that also is difficult to understand, but that's how the CDC reports cases, both for case counts and for deaths. It's the county of residence. So today, you're actually going to see a decrease in our probable cases, specifically probable deaths, and that impacts our total case count. These cases were previously reported as probable, but further review has determined that we needed more information before we could attribute them to a death related to COVID-19. This does not impact our confirmed case count. It just impacts this new probable case count. Now, I want to emphasize, to make the data-driven decisions that we are making and the governor is making, we actually rely upon the confirmed case counts. And probable cases make up less than 2% of our total cases. But they give us an idea if something may be happening in a community that requires further investigation. And in the spirit of transparency, we have wanted to report that to you, but it is complex. The really fantastic work being done by our team behind the scenes each day to reconcile this data has assisted us in continuing to provide more and more data publicly for the media and for the public. But at times, there are things we need to review and potentially revisit the way the data is being analyzed, and this is one of those times.